Eric Garner died during an arrest in New York City 6 years ago in a police chokehold, saying the words, "I can't breathe." In the years since, his mother, Gwen Carr, has become an activist, speaking out against police brutality. Monday night, she addressed a crowd in New London. Connecticut Public Radio's Harriet Jones was there.
Gwen Carr had only to come to the mic at New London's Ocean Beach Pavilion, and the crowd was on its feet.
Hello, everyone.
She told the audience the worst day of her life was not the day her son was killed, but the day she had to follow him to the cemetery, knowing he would never leave. It was an experience that changed her life in more ways than one, giving her a mission to speak out for other victims of police brutality.
Because there are so many men and women who you don't know their names. We have to talk about this. We have to teach them. You have to say your child's name. That's the only way people want to know. And you must tell your child's story. Because nobody can tell your child's story better than you can. You know him. He lay under your heartbeat for 9 months.
Carr says the death of George Floyd under the knee of a police officer in Minneapolis hit her especially hard.
It was like an echo from the grave, and I just felt this deep darkness when I heard about it.
Floyd, just like Garner, died while pleading, "I can't breathe." She hasn't seen the video of those 8 minutes and 46 seconds. Since the also videoed death of her son, she doesn't watch. But she did reach out to Floyd's family to give them some idea of what was ahead.
To have to grieve in public is very difficult. In fact, sometimes you don't have time to grieve because you're so much in the public eye.
Garner's death also sparked protests, but nothing like the scale we've seen in the wake of the killing of George Floyd. Carr says she knows why.
The pandemic had people inside, isolated, and all you could do is look at TV. So there were so many people sitting on their couch watching exactly what happened to George Floyd. It makes you come to grips with it.
Carr has spent years pushing for police accountability bills in New York City and New York State. And here, the death of Floyd has also helped with 2 milestones for her just this month. The repeal of a SHIELD law revealed that the officer who killed Garner had 7 previous misconduct cases on his record. And now Governor Andrew Cuomo has signed a bill that bans chokeholds statewide and imposes a 15-year prison penalty.
We all live in the same house. We are all under the same roof. We should all be governed by the same rules.
The next fight for Gwen Carr is to see the passage of a federal law holding cops to a higher standard. And these days, she says, she has more hope that such a thing is possible. Harriet Jones, Connecticut Public Radio.